Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8 and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on climate change and climate action and protecting our planet. This week, it's National Tree Week, and very shortly, we'll be chatting with Pat Neville from Quiltshire to find out more about it. Tons of stuff going on around the country and in Dublin too, for as we all know, and recently confirmed to Sunshine's Jane McNamara in Dublin, we love our trees.
Yeah, I think they're lovely. I think trees do make a huge difference, especially in cities when there are big buildings.
I think Dublin is greener compared to other cities I've seen in Ireland, because I'm not from Ireland, but there could definitely be more.
Definitely more trees in the sort of inner city Dublin, north inner city.
I don't think there's enough now. More fields, I suppose. More around houses and stuff for the oxygen and whatever.
Well, it's a scientifically proven fact that trees are so, so good for us on a number of levels. And I'm delighted to welcome back Pat Neville from Quiltshire to tell us all about National Tree Week, which kicked off yesterday and continues through next weekend. Pat, thanks for taking the time to come and chat with us this week.
Thanks a million, Carol. Delighted to be here. So National Tree Week is our largest tree celebration event in the country. Quiltshire are delighted to be supporting the Tree Council of Ireland. And the theme of Tree Week this year is planting trees for a greener future. So we're trying to celebrate those benefits that trees and forests bring to us around helping us with climate change, the importance of that, around providing a space for wildlife, for plants and animals to have a habitat to grow in, and also the other benefits, as you said, that when we spend time with trees we can feel better. And finally, growing trees for wood and building low carbon buildings is really important. So Tree Week brings those things all together, and there's a ton of events happening during Tree Week that people can get involved in. So every year Quiltshire give trees to the Tree Council, to county councils around the country and to local communities for tree planting events. So this year Quiltshire are giving 150,000 trees that'll be planted right around the country. Fingal County Council are one of the councils that are involved in National Tree Week, and they have a tree giveaway at their forests around Dublin. So on Wednesday the 6th and on Saturday the 9th of March, they'll have tree giveaway events at their Millennium Park in Blanchardstown, St. Catherine's Park in Lucan, Newbridge Domain in Donabate, the Racecourse Park, Ardgillan Domain, and Ward River Valley in Swords.
And can anybody just sort of rock up and take a tree, bring it home, plant it in the garden?
That's exactly what they want to do. They'll have tree planting events, and you can bring a tree home from there and plant it in your garden as well. It's one of the really nice things about National Tree Week, where people come together in these nice events and celebrate all the good things for trees and forests.
Excellent. So what else is going on this week?
Lots of things. So on Tuesday, your listeners might know Aina Ní Leabhar.
Indeed. We've had Aina on with us before. Yes, she's a mine of information.
Absolutely. She knows everything about wildlife, and she's talking about woodland birds in Ireland, everything from blackbirds to woodpeckers. That's an online talk, so we can all join in on Tuesday at 11:30 in the morning. Wednesday we have the lovely tree giveaway from Fingal County Council, Wednesday morning and Saturday morning as well. Thursday there's another lecture in the Botanic Gardens on urban forestry, so the role that trees have in our cities and all the benefits they provide for us there. And Friday there's a lovely planting event in Cork Park on the south of the city with South Dublin County Council.
I love this initiative, and a National Tree Week has been going for a long time, Pat, hasn't it? What 39 years this year?
Yeah, so it started in 1985 with the Tree Council of Ireland, and that's even before Quiltshire were formed. So Quiltshire, I think, were formed in 1989, and each year Quiltshire have given trees to the Tree Council and to local communities to celebrate the beauty and importance of trees. In all that time we've planted over 1 million trees in Ireland, so it's had a big impact around the country.
And do you see in all that time, and I'm sure the answer is yes, that we the public have become more aware and actually realise being amongst trees, being in the forest, the good that it does for us?
Definitely that has happened, Carol. So particularly in the last few years. So especially I think when COVID came and we were all locked down, we only had our 2 kilometres and our 5 kilometres. We couldn't travel abroad. So we started to look around on a doorstep and see where can we go and what can we do. And lo and behold, we rediscovered our forests, like the Dublin Mountain Forest, for example, beautiful areas up there. So we've seen an increase in visitor numbers to those forests, which is great to see. So we really feel that people are connecting more with nature. They're getting out. They want to spend more time among trees. It's good for our
Yeah, and probably too, I would say that the more time we spend in nature, the more even subliminally the message is going in of our need, our responsibility in taking care of nature.
That's exactly it. So we know all across the world that climate change is a real problem. We hear about a biodiversity crisis. So how we manage the trees and forests we have today is really, really important. So we need to balance all those benefits of trees and forests to make sure that our forests are important homes for nature and wildlife, that they help us with climate change. They provide green spaces for us to go and visit and feel well about ourselves. They continue to grow wood for us, and that we always replant and increase the amount of trees we have. So it's a challenge to do that, but a challenge that we're really up for.
If anybody wants to find out more information about what exactly is going on throughout National Tree Week this week, where is the best place for them to go?
So it's treecouncil.ie, and you'll see a big square when you land there that says National Tree Week. Just click on that and it'll list all the events.
Lovely. And if you would like more information about the woods and forests that might be on your doorstep or very close, all that information is on the Quilter website.
Exactly right. So if you go to quilter.ie and you can find all the forests that are near Dublin that people want to go, you can park up. You'll probably find a coffee van selling a nice coffee or hot chocolate. You can take a short walk, and I highly recommend it. People do. It's a great day out.
Absolutely. Pat Neville from Quilter, thank you very much for joining us this week.
Thanks, Carol. Thank you very much.
National Tree Week, it really is a wonderful initiative. So if you can, go out there and enjoy and celebrate our wonderful trees and forests. Thank you for joining me this week. And if you've missed any of our previous episodes of Hours to Protect, or you would like to find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative, you'll get it all on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours to protect. And I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashu Naman with the television license fee. Check for more info.